Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Help me process this today. Don't you hate when good things happen to bad people? It's frustrating, right? Like, I know there's been a time in your life when there's been someone that you look at, it's like, you're just not a great human, but you see good things happening to them. Y'all, like, I am triggered today. And I know this is something we can all learn to digest. And there's nobody else that makes digestion a little bit easier than the one and only Nancy Yancey. And that's what we're going to do today on our show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Yeah, hi. Welcome to this September 13th edition of the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. We're a podcast that's based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Love salad, have onions.
No, Jamie. Sorry.
And I can bar some.
Yes.
What's he want? Does it have onions on it? Is that what he wants? And to be fair, we're running beyond our time today. So I know that I'm pushing the limits. I can't get mad at him for walking in. My dad is such a scheduled person like I am. And we're running way off schedule today. So I'm not even going to get frustrated. I'm just going to say, you know what? It's all right. I am owed that interruption right here at the beginning of the show.
Well, I made a salad for dinner. It was in there and he wanted to know if it had onions on it.
Oh, okay. So now we're all clear. Anyway. We can start our show for today.
Yes. Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. Today's show is going to be a little abbreviated because I've just been dealing with some nonsense. Let me tell you this. If you live in the state of Florida or Maryland, you're going to be played. George, I don't think you deal with this. California, I'm pretty sure you don't deal with this. Arizona, I know for a fact you guys don't deal with that. I think at least you don't. That's our major listening areas. The toll system on roads is absolutely absurd. Am I right by this? Like, Atlanta, you guys don't have toll roads, do you, Mom? I know you have like the fast lanes, right?
Used to. 400 used to be a toll road, but it's been gone a long time.
So let me tell you, the state of Maryland has the same scam that the state of Florida has. And I found myself in the same, like, why? This doesn't really make a lot of sense, but like, I guess we'll just have to go with it. I just got hit with a $124 bill. And I'm sure you can imagine, you open up a bill, it's $124 when you weren't expecting it. It's a really shitty feeling. And so I open my mail right before we recorded today's episode, and I'm frustrated, right? So I'm like, I gotta handle this, or I know there's no way I'm going to be able to record today's show. So what had happened, I'll try to make this really as summed up as possible, is I had gone through a toll road. We have certain toll roads here in Maryland. One of them can save me about 25 to 30 minutes if I am trying to get one side of town to the other. So it's a pretty big benefit. The problem is it's $6 each way, which you may say is not a lot of money, but like, that's $12 per trip, right? So if I want to go to, like, the easiest way to get to Target, by the way, is to go through this road. So like, if I need to run to Target or Sprouts or some specific store, I can save about an hour, but it's going to cost me $12. And y'all know me, I'm not going to try to waste $12 over anything, right? So for some reason, I thought, because they were doing construction, I thought the toll road was inactive. So for a couple of times, I went back and forth, thinking it was free ride. Well, it was not. And I got a bill back in the summer for like $30 or something. I'm like, man, that sucks. All right. Well, I go on the website and they say, hey, listen, you know, what we can do is, if you convert to our Easy Pass, then we can like knock, you know, 50% off this bill, and that will put you into our Easy Pass system. And now, from now on, instead of it being $6 a visit, it's only $3 a visit. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. That makes sense, right? Like, why would I not invest in that? 50% off the tolls sounds great. So I think I sign up for this, and something goes weird, and it looks like it's not processing. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I screwed something up, and I don't know. So I go back to just type in the tolls, pay them regular, said there's no tolls available. And I said, okay, well, obviously I must have paid the tolls then, right? Well, okay, that's like 2 months ago. I get a bill today, $124. That's, by the way, every single toll plus $25 per toll for a late fee. So I go on and I'm like, I got to solve this. I know I'm gonna be pissed during, I can't, I'm not going to be able to focus on today's show if I don't get this solved. And so I go in there, I explain the situation. Says, yeah, I see you tried to convert it, but the credit card didn't process. So it got kind of hung up in the system. She goes, I'll tell you what though, if you'll go ahead and open your Easy Pass, then we can, you know, and that's again, the half price tolls. Then I will take away the late fees and I'll give you the original cash price. So your bill is going to go from $124 to $16. And I was like, well, yeah, like that's obviously, why would I not do that? Right. So it's, it sounds like a great deal. Here's the problem with the Easy Pass system is that they have what they call a low threshold balance. And this was the same thing in Florida that would drive me crazy, which is basically, yeah, we'll charge you $3 per toll, but you have to have, every time that you renew it, we're going to charge you $25. You'll have a $25 credit to use towards your $3 tolls. That's not even the problem. The problem is once you hit $10, we're going to auto renew that.
Oh.
So...
Oh boy, you're in for life.
So now, right. So now it's fine, right? But like basically that $10, like you never get that, right? Like that just kind of goes away. So for example, I opened this account, right? And this took the last hour, which is why today's show is going to be a bit abbreviated because I still got 1,000 things I got to do today for the radio show for tomorrow and other stuff. So didn't expect an extra hour of paying tolls today. So so the problem is, so I open the account, I pay the $25. The toll is $16, right? Uh-huh. So because I've now gone into my $9 left in my account, it's now going to re-up me $25 more dollars. So really, this is kind of a $50 toll because this stupid system is just, it's just ridiculous. It's just a
plus you had to pay the $16, so you're in for $66?
Well, no, it came out of the $50 that I paid.
Oh, okay.
But no matter what, this the low balance threshold is such a scam.
Oh, that is such a scam.
If you live in the state of Florida and you use the Easy Pass system, just know that it's absolutely frustrating. But still, at the end of the day, I feel like I saved $75. I still think it's a bunch of bullshit, but whatever. It's
And your roads are terrible.
And the roads are awful.
Where does that toll money go to?
I don't know, but I can tell you I'd be really pissed if it was $124. So I'll take my $50 loss today and I'll just chalk it up as now I got to go damn use the toll roads. Now I feel like I paid for them. Now I got to go use them. Then I'm going to get caught in the low threshold scam all over again. I'll get $25 more. Like some people go broke. You know, all of a sudden it's all these damn Easy Passes, you know? Anyway,
those trips to Target are going to get costly.
I want to talk today about when good things happen to bad people and how we're supposed to process that as human beings. There's nothing worse than when like something really beneficial happens to somebody you know is just a piece of crap human being. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I am going to be really vague with this story. So just bear with me. There's somebody in my life that I consider just to be a really bad person. This is somebody that I've worked with previously that is just not a good human being and wasn't good when I worked with them, wasn't good when I didn't work with them, has a really bad reputation for just being a bad person. So I would say this is pretty universally, not with everybody, but I would say with a lot of people that I interact with, this is a well-known theme of this human being. They're just not a very good person, right? And so I found out today that something really good happened to this person, and it had to do with business. And I saw this and I got so wildly triggered because I got a lot of pain with this person. And in the course of the last couple of years, something had happened where a misfortune had happened to this person. And that made me feel really good because there was part of me that was like, ha ha, karma finally caught up with you. Go F yourself. And that made me feel really, really good. So you can imagine then when I see good fortune happening to someone that I think is just not a good human being, That's a really, I got like a, I feel sick to my stomach. It feels worse than the Easy Pass auto renew system, low threshold. It's been a bad day. It's been a bad, not only that, really quick, another side note. So I ordered all these Legos, right? And I ordered one of the wrong pieces. And I'm gonna have to order a whole new, order with just one fucking piece. It's just, it's fine. It's been, a weird day. Oh, Mercury's in retrograde, by the way. It's 100% what's happening here. It's fine. Not gonna let it get me down. Anyway, so like I am trying to digest how to handle when good things happen to bad people. Mom, I'm sure now if there's anybody in the world that I know that can like talk me through this, it's Nancy Yancey, because I know that you will only see positivity in this situation. And I'm sure in your 70, almost 71 years now, that
crazy,
you have experienced the same thing.
Indeed, I have.
And so how do you digest that? Is there a way to digest that that can like make you feel better when you see these kind of things happen?
Well, first of all, life's not fair. I mean, it's pretty much that simple, right?
Yeah.
I mean, life's just not fair. But, you know, if that person is still the same person. So ultimately, you know, I always believe that the true nature of someone will at some point in time be revealed.
Yeah. And that's what I thought had happened, right? So I saw that.
I call it whatever you want.
Yeah. And I was so excited because I'm like, ha-ha, the universe has done what it's supposed to do, and that person has received the judgment that it was supposed to receive from the universe or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think you just let it be. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, it may not be as great as it seems right now.
Yeah. And I'm trying not to do that too. It's just, I just, it's nothing worse than like hanging your hat on the karma, you know, the whole thing of like, aha. Like I really, there's something that was like, okay.
So
like,
satisfying.
That's, like
isn't
that's,
it?
That's good. Thank you, universe. Like that's what I needed to see. Like that's
sweet
what
revenge.
I, sweet revenge that I didn't have to do any. I just sat back and I, you know, for a long time now, I haven't said anything. And I just wanted the universe to like do its thing. And it did. And I felt good about it. And I wasn't quite sure what happened. I wasn't quite, but it didn't matter because there was like a sense of like, I got what I needed to get and I feel good about that. And then when that reverse thing happens, you're like, well, damn, what the hell is that? Universal, like, we're supposed to have a thing. Like, you're supposed to do the thing to the thing. And like, they're supposed to be bad.
Well, things aren't, and we all know this, things aren't always what they seem.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, I've had this happen in experiences in my life. Excuse me. I think the fall pollen is setting in.
I don't know. Every day, once a week, it's like, oh, it's the pollen. I don't think it's pollen every season.
I know. It's so bad, though.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, I just think that in the end, you know, we always get what we deserve. I've just seen that play out too many times.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't hang my hat on that. I'd say, oh, well, so be it. It is what it is. Who cares?
Yeah, well, that's not the way I'm feeling now. It's not, not the sensation I have in my heart right now.
Don't feel jealous.
A punch in the gut,
and,
you know?
Envious and all that. Don't do that.
It's not even envy. It's just like, I want only bad things to happen to you. And that's an awful way of feeling. But I really, there's not many people in this world that I really like hold a heavy grudge with. This is like the one person that I hold the heaviest. Like even my ex-wife, okay, move on, whatever. This person I really, really hold that nasty grudge with. You know what I mean?
It's
so,
like forgiveness. I'm going to remind you of that.
I know.
When you don't forgive, the person that it hurts is you.
And that is not a lesson that I'm ready to digest yet, but I'll get there.
I know.
It'll take about 30 more of these, and finally I'll get there when I'm 71. So we're going to split today's show up again a little bit differently because I just I can't do a full episode today. So let's take a break and talk about Care Of really quick. Care Of is a subscription service that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. If you want to change your life, you got to change your habits. And with Care Of, you get the tools and the motivation to make it easy to build and stick with a routine as you move from the summer into the fall. And as you're shifting into this new routine for the fall, focus on habits that are going to adapt and change you and to how you really want this next season to be. Like if your resolution this year was to be healthier, well, it's literally September the 13th. So don't beat yourself up over any of this, but when, if not now, when, right? When would you start having a healthier routine? Care Of is so easy. Honestly, they have the vitamins to go in these little easy, convenient pouches. You can just throw in your purse every day. You can rip it off at home. You'll take a really quick survey online about your lifestyle, your health goals. They're going to recommend a bunch of supplements to you that they think might, be the right ones for you. You choose the ones you want. They send them in individual packs and it's just so easy. Plus they have an app to help you keep up with how your wellness routine is going. It's a great service for those that are trying to get healthier and need a really solid routine to make it easier. I love Care Of. I've been a fan. I've been a subscriber now for a couple of years. 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com. Enter the code Kramer50. Kramer50. Takecareof.com. Kramer50 is your promo code for 50% off at takecareof.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, certified fans, thank you so much for your support. A little certified fan news here in just a couple seconds. We are certified fans, really quick, in case you don't know. It's a person that contributes to our show. It's $6 a month. Starting next month, we're going to a two-day-a-week show. Tuesdays are going to be a release for everyone. Thursday will be a certified fan-only release episode. And so if you're not a certified fan, be a great time for you to hop on. You can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. I thought we... Oh, there's an ad playing in the background because I don't pay for the wheel.
oh, jeez.
I got distracted. I thought we had a new certified fan today. We didn't, because it was actually just the person that runs our system, I guess, setting up to test everything out for the Switch. Oh. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. I loved it. And then I was like, oh wait, it's just literally the person from the company. Never mind. So today we're going to spin the wheel. It is certified fan number 114. And that is the lovely... Alma S. What's up, Alma? How are you? Alma is in San Diego. Alma has been with us since the 19th of June, the 12th of June, forgive me, the 12th of June of 2020, which is an incredibly long time to support a podcast. So frigging thankful for you for doing that. I mean, that really is like a super generous thing to do. Without you, we wouldn't have the podcast we have today. So means a lot. Thank you so much. Let's give Alma a whoop whoop and a welcome. Or not welcome, but continue. Thank you.
I know what you knew. I know what you need.
Alma S. in San Diego.
Are you sure it's not Alma?
I'm very sure.
I have a friend, A-L-M-A, that's Alma.
No, it's Alma. Very much Alma. So.
Okay. Just
check. I know many Almas.
Okay.
I think you're maybe pronouncing your friend's name wrong. I think she's going to be offended after all these years. She's like, this dummy Nancy. I told her 100 times it's Alma, but she keeps saying Alma, so I'm just going to go with it. It's like when Miss Cynthia, my massage woman, used to call me John. I eventually just went with it because I'm like, right. She's not going to learn it, so whatever.
Okay. Whoop, whoop to Alma S. from California. We're so glad you're here and grateful for you.
Thank you, Alma. Appreciate you. Y'all, listen, really quick certified fan news for a second. So the big news episode is locked and loaded. My mom has heard the episode. Mom, without saying too much, do you think it kind of embodied everything that needed to be said about the big news?
Perfectly.
Okay. So that is my plan now is that, and bear with me because this might be a little bit of a cluster. Friday is my goal date. It may still be Thursday, but listen, it's going to be closer to Friday now, to introduce the more Mama's Boy episodes, to everyone, for all our certified fans. And that will be, you guys will be getting the episode first before anybody else. And so, and I know right now you're saying, hey, how do we, you know, how do we do this? That email will go out to you when we do the conversion, explaining how to get these exclusive shows that come right to your podcast player. And as long as you are a current subscriber to Certified Fans, you'll get all the bonus episodes starting, you know, obviously with this one. And then we will also, you know, give you your extra bonus show every single week starting next month. So hope that's excites you and you're excited for the big news. I would join, you know, like honestly, you'll get the news before anybody else. A lot of you guys have been trying to figure out what this big news is, and Certified Fans are going to find out before anybody. Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Okay, so Mom, what I thought we would do is we'll do Mom Tent here. And okay. I'm going to skip on a moment in Kramer history because I know we all need to move on with our evening. So Mom Tent is our weekly segment that we do. And the background here is that my mom, when we first started this podcast, used to send me 100 articles that she wanted to talk about. And I said, please, you know, we're not, I don't need all those articles. If you could just talk about your life and what's happening. She goes, literally all I do is go to the grocery store. I said, okay, well then let's just do. We haven't had a good Nancy Yancy story in a while. I feel like it's been kind of quiet on your front. I realize that. I take notes on how many Nancy Yancy stories we have. It's been a minute. So
I'm behaving myself.
I see that. You're gonna cause some ruckus over here. So once a week though, we say, okay, how about this? Find your favorite thing from the internet this week, and we'll talk about it with Mom Tent, which is my mom's content. So what do we have for today, Mom?
Okay, it's from Reddit. And it's a post about calling out things that annoy people more the older they get. I think you'll be able to identify with these, and certainly I am. Okay. Food chains on every corner. As a kid, I loved Panera, Chipotle, Starbucks, etc., but I've grown so tired of traveling the country and finding the same stuff in every city. Isn't that the truth? Why is it like when people go to fabulous places like New York City, they go eat at Chick-fil-A? I
mean, well, you mean you tell me. You know, my mom's favorite restaurant for the longest time was the Olive Garden. Like that was like fancy restaurant that we used to go to, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't eat a lot of chain restaurants only because I really can't.
Yeah.
But I do think, well, I don't know that most people would agree with that. I mean, y'all love some McDonald's, right? Like I loved it until I just couldn't eat it anymore. But do chain restaurants fall into things you like less? I don't know if most people would agree with that, honestly, or not, just because we do, you know, a bunch of news and like we were always talking about all these new releases for different fast food restaurants. People get psyched about that stuff. So I don't know. I'm not sure that most people would agree with. I do, you know, but I don't know that, you know, I know you do, but I don't know that most people would.
Well, it's just seeing them every time you travel.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I get it. You look for something fun to do that's different, and it's the same old stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Summer. The older I get, the more I hate the heat and humidity, as well as the bugs. I cannot wait for winter to get here. Well, that's where we are right now. I was outside cleaning off all the spiders off my front porch this morning. I'm thinking, they'll all be back tomorrow.
I feel like this was written by somebody that lives in a warm climate. I will never take summer for granted. I mean, I don't like the heat, but like y'all have obviously never lived through a winter before.
Like, yeah, you are a warm weather person. That's true.
God, like it almost kills me every single year. And y'all know that, like, you've watched this the last couple of years, like it, like there's 3 months of my life where I'm like miserable. Mm-hmm. I remember, it's just so funny because when you do live in warm climates, like it's, you take it for granted. I feel like when I live in San Diego, and keep in mind, San Diego, beautiful weather, right? 70, 75 degrees on the average. But I remember there was a point around this time, one of the first years I lived there, where I literally was talking to this girl that I work with, and I'm like, ugh, like, when is the fall weather going to get here? I'm so sick of this 75 degree weather. Oh, I just wanted to feel like fall so bad. And like, I remember that like very clearly, because I'm like, I can't believe that I like wished 75 degree weather away. Like, what a dummy. I'm like, what an idiot move to make, you know, now that I don't have it every single day.
You would be the opposite of that. You can't wait for summer to get here.
I will sit through 100. Y'all, I will live in Phoenix any day of the week before I'll go and like live through another winter. It is brutal to me. Okay, what else?
Technology. I used to look forward to new innovations, but now I look at ChatGPT, destroying industries and robbing young people of their capacity to learn. And I want to burn it all down and start over by candlelight. That's a love-hate thing, right? I mean, technology has taken us so far, but it has changed our lives in every single way. I mean, we have now lost, you know, the ability to just sit around and talk to each other because we're all on our phones.
Well, the new iPhone announced yesterday, the iPhone 15. And honestly, at this point, I've been so busy today, I haven't had a chance to really like investigate what it was about and all the features and everything. But I did read a survey this morning when I was prepping the radio show. Actually, let me see if I can pull that up really quick, about how people just don't give a shit about the new iPhone anymore, which is like kind of funny. One thing that I did see, 31% of us couldn't care less, apparently. A poll found that people really just don't care. They don't plan on buying the newest version of any product, by the way, in the near future, because the economy is the way that it is. So that's not a huge priority. I was on the Apple upgrade program. I would really, it meant a lot for me to get the new iPhone every single year.
I
got the iPhone 12 right now, so it's 3 years old.
I have a more updated iPhone than you do.
And I just don't want to be part of that system anymore. Like, I just don't want to pay $1,000 every single year just to like have the newest technology. I don't want to spend that kind of money. So, but apparently like a lot of people also feel the same way. The only thing that I saw, I was scrolling TikTok for a couple of minutes today, and they're like trying to compare the iPhone 14 to the new 15, right? And they were like showing them, and apparently it's not a huge difference between the two. There's not like a lot of differences. And one thing that they showed off as a benefit of getting the new iPhone is that it weighs 1 gram less than the 14.
1 gram.
1 gram less. Man. Now, they're stretching if they're like, it's our lightest iPhone or whatever. Wow. Like, it's 1 gram lighter. Like, you can't. Don't. What? Like, that's not a selling point. No one's going to notice that. Why would you even point that out?
But yeah, that's crazy.
I do not care about getting, as I'm getting older, the only thing I will buy day one anymore is going to be the new Nintendos. And other than that, I got, you know, I'm good. I'm cool on it, right? All right, let's do two more and let's call it a day.
Okay. This is an interesting one. It says, this is going to get me generally hated, but dogs, they're everywhere and encroach on all aspects of life. All outdoor spaces seem to be monopolized by dogs and their owners. No other pet is like that. Now, you know, I'm a huge dog lover. I love dogs.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, everyone doesn't love your dog.
Yeah.
Like when I'm walking at the park and someone's walking their dog and they say, oh, this is Fluffy. You know, he's so sweet. He's just real social. He'd like to just come and talk to you. And I'm like, excuse me? I mean, that happened to me last week. I'm like, you know, it was kind of an ugly dog and looked kind of mean and didn't look remotely interested in socializing with me. And I knew the person wanted to socialize, but my goodness, not everyone loves your dog.
Yeah. Well, but do you feel like you like dogs? Because, I mean, the article's about things you like less as you get older. Right. I mean, do you feel like as you've gotten older, you've liked dogs less? Because I don't. I want the responsibility of a dog right now? I don't think I like dogs less. I think I actually like them more, and I like humans less as I get older.
That's right.
That's where the balance is going.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us one more.
Okay. This is you. Crowds doesn't have to do with disliking people. I just found that in my 30s, I kind of lost any enjoyment I once had when going to a place that's busy.
Yeah. No.
I know that's you. That's Jimmy Mack. Mm-mm.
Not it. Not
Don't
interested.
Don't make us wait in line.
Not interested.
When we're watching the Braves on TV and he sees all those people piling into the stadium, he just shakes his head.
I know. I wish my dad could go enjoy a Braves game, but like that would kill him. And like I can still do it, but my frustration level and my desire to, how about this, is less than it could. Like, I'm not going to freak out if I go do it, but like, I really have to think about, like, for example, let's take the Taylor Swift concert, right? Now, it didn't come to Maryland, but, you know, in theory, because it was such a big pop culture event, would I've liked to have gone just to experience it? Sure. That sounds great. Yeah. Like, if I could have teleported instantly into like a box and like watched the show and like gone home, and instantly like teleported home and not have to dealt with traffic or like humans. But like, even if, let's just say, for example, that Taylor Swift was coming to Maryland and, you know, we have the Raven Stadium here. It's a big stadium, 70,000 people or whatever. And it just from the experience that Jess explained by going to Pittsburgh, to Philly or Pittsburgh, wherever she went to see Taylor, there is no way in hell I would go fight the crowds. Be like slammed in there with a bunch of screaming people, at 70,000 screaming people. There is, mom, you could literally be there putting on your own concert and I still would not show up.
I believe that.
I would not show up for that. I just wouldn't. So yeah, crowds are getting harder as we get older.
See, I like crowds. I like all the excitement. Like I would love to go get in that mix at Truist Park and hang out, you know, at the Braves Stadium and stuff. I just love the energy of the people. But your dad, oh no, the parking would be,
it drains.
The traffic would be terrible.
That's what's funny about my dad. It's like, he's such a weird extrovert. Like he's like, he likes to talk to people, but like not too many. It's got to be like just a couple or like whatever he wants for that day. Like me, I'm good without very much human interaction. Like I'm cool. Like I'm totally fine. Like I, you know, most of my day is pretty quiet outside of the radio show. And even the radio show is pretty quiet if you think about it. Like there's not many people in the studio.
Right.
So I don't really interact with tons of humans throughout the course of the day. But I am cool on that. That's one of the perks of the job. So
yeah.
All right. What do you think? Good enough for today?
You're the boss.
It was a good enough show.
I'm just hanging out here.
I feel like it was good enough.
It's good enough.
Text the word fans, FANS, to 888-CRAMER-8. Friday, y'all, is my mental goal to get that that episode released to you about the big news. And everybody else will get it on Tuesday after our Monday hiatus. Mom, you want to take us out live here and just do your classic, any final words and then take us out?
Oh, well. You know, it's hump day. So enjoy.
So go hump.
Have a good week. And we'll see you tomorrow. And we'll hear you tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow.
Hopefully.
And you'll be here with me in 3 days.
That's true.
Very excited.
Me too.
Can't wait. Can't wait for the big news to come out either. I'm telling you guys.
Good.
You better get ready because there'll be more good news to follow that.
Yep.
So hop on the fan wagon.
Wow, that's good. So wow, that's clever. Good. I got to write that
so
down.
Clever.
Jump on the fan wagon. That's good. All right. Give us love you forever. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Love you forever.